Let's welcome in our NBA expert from SheridanHoops.com, Chris Sheridan, everybody. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Armando. Good morning, Christopher.
How are you, Christopher?
Hey. I'm doing very well. What a night we had in the NBA last night. There's not going to be one like that for the rest of the year. So many good games and so many close ones. And you guys had a great one down in Miami.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of top teams, a lot of playoff teams flexing their muscle. And when we look at that, Chris, you know, you saw the hard fouls by Kendrick Perkins and by Russell Westbrook. And Dwayne Wade was saying that he thinks that teams look at the Heat as being soft. I don't know. He said, I think it might be the palm trees or whatever. What do you think the perception around the league is of the Heat? That they're an aggressive team, but not physical, or a soft team?
I don't necessarily think it's either, but I think, Chris, what it is teams bring their A game to Miami every time they come in there. Every single team does, and when Miami comes into their building, the Heat get to see the A game from every other team. And when you're a competitor and you're playing your A game, you're going to play more physical. You're going to play with a little extra juice in your step, and you're going to see emotions fly and get out of hand. And that's what you saw a little bit in that game last night. You saw it in the Laker-Clipper game as well. And that goes with these guys are the best competitors in the world. And when they're feeling especially competitive, they're going to go at each other hard. And I don't think it says anything about the Heat whatsoever. The Heat are not a soft team. I mean, LeBron James, I'll take that guy in a street fight over just about anybody. Look at you ever seen that guy up close? He's built like a brick you-know-what house. And I think that's what you're going to get when you have a competitive, good team facing the Miami Heat and looking to show something, which is what the Oklahoma City Thunder were doing last night. They really wanted to sweep that season series, and they acquitted themselves pretty well. But, LeBron had another fantastic game. He keeps doing it at home. If he can do it on the road, he'd be a lock for the MVP right now. But it was what it was. It was a really good victory for the Miami Heat. And I'll give you one stat from the game that just kind of measures how invaluable LeBron was. He played 42 minutes. Okay, in that 42 minutes, he was a plus 20, a plus 20. So in the 6 he sat out, he was a minus 15. That's how valuable he is to that team, and he led them to that 98-93 victory last night.
Yeah, brick warehouse. Right. I think that's what he's built like. Chris, last night was by many, according to many people, a matchup of the two most likely MVP candidates, either Kevin Durant or LeBron James. Did LeBron James getting the better of Kevin Durant, at least by, that much, did that help his MVP status?
Armando, that's a good question, and I wrote a column on this yesterday, the basis of which is this is a rare year where the MVP race is really too close to call. There was a point really early in the season where Kobe went 40-40-40-40, and you said, ooh, this guy's my guy. And then with the way LeBron was playing in February, everybody was like, wait a minute, they're beating everybody by double digits, and they're stringing together all these wins, and LeBron James definitely going to win the award. Then he slumped a little bit in March, and the flavor of the month was Kevin Durant because of the consistency that the Thunder have shown, and they've been atop the Western Conference all season. But there's another couple guys you can't count out. One of them hit another dagger last night, Kobe Bryant. And I know Kobe's efficiency numbers are down, but who you want taking the last shot in the big game? Anybody in the league. That has, 8 out of 10 smart fans are going to say, I want Kobe Bryant. And then Chris Paul's in the MVP race as well, just for where he's led the Clippers. And if the Clippers had won that game last night, I think Chris Paul would be even higher up in the debate. But getting back to your question, who's more valuable to their team, LeBron James or Kevin Durant? I have to say it's a wash. They're both the best player on a very good team. They both bring it on a nightly basis, and neither one of them has had a prolonged serious slump. And LeBron, we say he went into a slump in March, but that's comparing to the numbers that he was putting up in February, which were just astronomical. So I see it as a 4 or 5 player race, and it's going to be a very interesting vote this year because there's going to be support that comes in for even a couple guys that I didn't mention. Like, you know, Steve Nash, look what he did last night. He hit the game winner in Utah, and that's the hottest team in the West over the last 6 weeks. They've put themselves within a game of the eighth spot in the West. So,
gun to your head, Sheridan. Gun to your head. You got to pick one.
Kobe Bryant.
Wow. Because...
Yeah, right now, Kobe Bryant. Because Kobe Bryant, he's got more 40-point games than anybody in the league. He's the guy who, if you're playing against him, and you don't want to see, in a close game, you don't want to see the ball in his hands at the end of the game because you know he's making that shot. He makes more last-minute daggers. He's a killer. And he's got more of a killer instinct, and he's got a better work ethic than anybody in the league. And with what the Lakers have done, despite having a worse team than they had last year, gun to my head right now, Kobe Bryant. However, as I said in my column yesterday, this is a very close race, and it's going to be determined over the final 3 weeks of the season. And I could very easily change my mind and go with LeBron James, or I could go with Kevin Durant, or I could go with Chris Paul, depending on how things play out over the last 3 weeks. So, again, it bears watching, and I go back and forth on this every day. But yeah, the good thing is I don't have a gun to my head right now, and I don't have a ballot in front of me. That's still another 3 weeks away.
We're talking to Chris Sheridan, our NBA expert from SheridanHoops.com. And, Chris, what did the Heat prove last night? You hear a lot about message games in the NBA. What message did the Heat send, if any, and who did that message get received by?
Well, they don't really have a lot to prove to anybody. They except themselves. I think, Chris, they need to show that they can play with the best teams and play at their highest level when they're playing against the best teams. And you haven't always seen that against them or from them against the likes of the Bulls. And it's certainly when they've gone on the road, and they knew all eyes were on them last night, and they rose to the occasion. And they beat a very, very good team, a team that's better constructed than the Heat in terms of having depth at every position and having a better point guard. And, to me, they prove that, look, on any given night, they can beat anybody. And I think what's going to be really most important to them, Chris, is trying to get that home court in the playoffs because, look, it's going to come down to them and Chicago in the East. You got to think so. And right now, it's only a game in the loss column separating those two teams. So if they're going to meet in the Eastern Conference Finals, the Miami Heat are going to want to have that Game 7 at home where they're an NBA best 23-2. They're only four games over 500 on a road. The Miami Heat proved that they can beat anybody, which I think we already knew, and they can rise to the occasion. And LeBron can fill it up and make himself look like the MVP when he's playing at home. But again, he doesn't do it all the time on the road, and that's going to work against him at a certain point.
That's Chris Sheridan, our NBA insider on the Napleton Hyundai Heat Beat. Thanks, Chris.
Okay, thanks, Armando.
Appreciate it, Chris.